And this is Tracy with Kauai Vibrations until 3 o'clock. And this KKCR program is made possible by KKCR's sustaining members in partnership with Kauai Marine and Mower, Margie's Mobile Medical, and Hawaii Life Real Estate Brokers. Anyway, right now I want to introduce you to my first two guests joining me here in the studio. They are both authors, among many other talents and gifts. Both of them are involved in theater in different roles. But today they're wearing their author hats, and I have joining me Laurel McGraw, the author of The Tale of the Savannah Coin. Aloha, Laurel.
Hi, Tracy.
I think you need to get closer to that mic, please.
As in, hi, Tracy.
Yes, very good. And, and then I have S.J. Lehoven here. She is the author of My Life as a Mule. Aloha, S.J.
Aloha, Tracy. Yes. Thank you.
Yeah. And, you are having a book signing having four other women authors joining you, and that's going to be happening Friday, May 3rd at the Kauai Society of Artists Gallery, which is located in the Kukui Grove Shopping Center. So that's Friday, May 3rd. That's a week from this Friday from 5 to 9 p.m. You and four other authors will be there doing some book signing, although the purchases will need to be made online of the books. Is that correct?
They may be, yes, online. If you want to get the book, to bring it there, if you've already bought a book, bring the book. And then one or the other of us can sign it if that's what you like. If you want to come in there and talk to us and tell us how much you liked it or what you should change, any of the above. But right. You can also purchase there.
Okay, you can purchase there. Okay,
yeah, sure,
okay.
Because it would be a Wi-Fi thing or a cell phone thing. Most of these books, I believe, are available on Amazon.
Right. So, Laurel, The Tale of the Savannah Coin, you want to just do a quick little synopsis of what inspired you to write this and a little bit about it?
Well, The Tale of the Savannah Coin is my response to a challenge from a friend of mine to take this idea that he found very funny in Savannah, which was that Robert Louis Stevenson, who wrote Treasure Island, wrote it or was inspired by his stay in Savannah to write this book. So that is what I did. And Treasure Island was quite possibly my very favorite book as a child. So I totally enjoyed it. For me, it was total play. Right. Loved it.
Right. And so, S.J. Lehoven, your book, My Life as a Mule, there's a lot of connotations around the mule. So how did you come up with that title? And is this a memoir or is this a novel?
Well, it is a fictionalized memoir or a memoir with a twist. Tracy, I just knew I had to write, and I didn't know what I was going to write, but I made it an agreement with myself to show up every day and write. Literally, I heard the title in my head, My Life is a Mule, and I thought, I like that, and so I just ran with it. All the characters are animals.
Oh, okay. So yes. Like an Animal Farm now.
Well, in a review, it was compared to Animal Farm, but the reviewer said rather than revolutions, there are revelations.
Oh, I like that.
Yes. I do too.
That's great.
Yes. Right.
So is this your first, I know you've written, like one woman plays and things like that. Was this your first attempt at actually writing a novel?
This is my first book. Okay. I've been writing all my life at journals. I realize I've been writing my whole life and getting ready for this moment, but this is the first time, yes, I can say I have a book.
All right. No, because you're a longtime resident of Kauai, and you have worn many hats in creativity.
Well, what I for over 25 years, my ex-husband and I had a video production company on island, and so I would write the scripts for all these different clients. And part of the theme of my book is that everything is happening for you. And I've come to realize that everything we're experiencing is indeed happening for us. So all those years of writing those scripts was getting me ready to then write what I really want to write.
I have to agree with that, because what started out as essentially a challenge, as I was saying to SJ in the car coming here, became, when you spend that amount of time, 3 years, writing a book, it was important for me to really be authentic and honest in that book in terms of what my beliefs were and how I put them out for the themes and the overall outcomes of this book. So it was kind of a rededication to my own inner life.
Right. So if you just tuned in, I have joining me, I have Laurel McGraw and S.J. Lehoven. They have both the published books. Laurel McGraw's book is entitled The Tale of the Savannah Coin. It's like for young adults and up. S.J. Lehoven, her book is My Life as a Mule. And who did you write this book for? Did you have a particular age group in mind?
I did not. I just knew I had to write. In my book, I feel incredibly grateful because my book seems to cross all ages. I've had great reviews from 9 to 90. So the person who loves my book, and the others just think it's plain weird. Which I love.
I love it too.
It's not especially weird. It's just interestingly weird. It's not even weird. Sorry.
God,
it's
awesome.
Not weird.
Right. Wonderful.
Yeah.
So if you just tuned in, these two women authors are going to be joined with four other women authors all here on Kauai, and they're going to have a book signing at the Kauai Society of Artists Gallery. That's going to be happening Friday, May 3rd from 5 to 9 p.m. And the Kauai Society of Artists Gallery is located in the Kukui Grove Shopping Center. Once again, they will be joined with four other authors. And Laurel, do you want to mention who the other authors are, all local?
Sure. Well, there's children's books, which are great readers, and she's been part of the Read Across the Kauai program. And there's the adoption series of Adopting Terry the Terrible Terrier. That'll give you the flavor of that. And then there are other books that she's written which are really visual. My Kauai and a Thanks, just a total gratitude for the beauty of this island book. It's just amazing.
Just today, Carol and I went to Kilauea School for part of this Read Across Kauai. Carol brought all her books to show the children how you publish a book, and they were thrilled. I read one chapter from my book. It's a very short chapter, and the topic was bullying, because part of what I'm doing, Tracy, is I'm going to make a workbook to go with my book, because there's so many life lessons in my book. So it's also a way to get together and talk about these things in life we experience. And the other little thing that I'm celebrating is that it's not with the third graders, but one of the teachers wanted to discuss how the book related to her, which, yay!
Fantastic. Yeah. Fantastic.
And then we also have Joe Keaʻi Manea's book, which is in Hawaiian. It's a beautiful book. Let me see if I can pronounce it. He Moʻolelo Pokole, which is a short story about the boy Leula and the rare birds at the Alakaʻi swamp up in Kokeʻi. And all of the proceeds of that book are fundraisers for the Kauai Forest Bird Recovery Program. So it's a nice teaching book for anybody, but primarily children, to understand what our natural resources are and how to preserve them. And it's in Hawaiian, which is really, really nice.
Yeah, definitely.
Then we've got Dawn Kawahara, who's written Jackal's Wedding, which is a memoir about her growing up in British-run India, and what that was like and how it influenced her. And also another book, which is Behold Kauai, which is subtitled Modern Days and Ancient Ways. Really fascinating. And then we have Pam Varma, who's written Kauai Stories, Volume 1 and Volume 2, which are all about us, all about our wonderful island and everybody that you've come across and say, wow, that's a really interesting person. Somebody should write a story about it. Well, she did. Pam did it, and it's amazing with pictures and everything. It's a real time capsule.
It definitely is.
Tracy, I just thought of one other thing. People can't see the book right now.
Right.
My book, My Life as a Mule, it's illustrated. And a high school friend of mine illustrated the characters. And I'm thrilled about it because it helps it come to life. And today, as I was reading with the third graders at Kilauea School, to have a picture to go with the story was just really great.
Oh, that's so wonderful. How fun to collaborate with a childhood friend.
We had a ball.
Oh, fantastic.
It was so fun.
Now, did you give her a chapter and then she illustrated? How did, I always curious about the process.
Well, no, actually, I had my first draft done, and then it just came to me that she would be the perfect person. Her name is Jocelyn Champagne Shiner. Ooh. I knew she'd be the perfect person, so I sent her the book. She read it, I'm not kidding, I think she read it about 5,203 times.
And is it a quick read?
Well, it's not that long, but she just loved it. She ate it up, and she got to know the characters. But for me, what was so fun was she sent me a first drawing, and then we just had this back and forth, and it was a blast. And for example, in the beginning, the first thing is an interview to find out what a mule is. And so I wanted to have the genome to show for chromosomes. So she sent me something and she said, do you mind if I make it look like mule ears? It's like, no. So there's a lot of layers to this book.
Right. Yeah, I love that illustration, by the way. Right. It's sweet.
Right. So if you just tuned in, I have joining me here in the studio, I have Laurel McGraw. She is the author of The Tale of the Savannah Coin. I have S.J. Lehoven, and her book is entitled My Life as a Mule. They will be joined by four other women authors, and that's going to be happening on Friday, May 3rd. It will be at the Kauai Society Artists Gallery at the Kukui Grove Shopping Center. That's Friday, May 3rd from 5 to 9 p.m. It's going to be a family fun evening with book signing. You can also purchase the books, and if you've already purchased the books, you can bring them to have them signed. Joining Laurel and SJ will be Carol Peacock Williams, Don Kawahara, Joe Keahi Manea, and Pam Varma, all published authors who reside here on Kauai. And once again, this is all happening, and it's going to be Friday, May 3rd. That's a week from this Friday at the Kauai Society Artist Gallery, located in the Kukui Grove Shopping Center. That's from 5 to 9 p.m. And it's an opportunity to meet some creative people here on Kauai and to maybe even find out a little more about their process. If you're someone who's been considering writing a book, or you have a couple chapters written and don't know where to go, it's always fun to talk with people who have already done it, you know, written their book, published it. You can get some inside tips and just hang out with a group of wonderful women. That once again is happening Friday, May 3rd. At the Kauai Society of Artists Gallery, located in the Kukui Grove Shopping Center from 5 to 9 p.m. Six Kauai women authors will be there with their books. They'll do some book signing. Do you think maybe I'll have a time to do a little bit of reading from any of your books? Or?
Well, what I'm going to do is bring in a little mat and some cushions and a little tiny tot kind of sofa beanbag thing. And we're hoping, you know, that kids will be reading, and we'll be reading to kids, and people will be hanging out. We're going to do a little bit of refreshments and some poo-poos, and people maybe can just curl up in some of the chairs, which there are many there, and have a good read, and we can all hang out and read together and celebrate, just have a pleasant Friday evening party at a really, and there's great art on the walls.
Yes,
yeah.
It's such a great space.
It is, and the fact that they were so generous to welcome us in there. They thought, wow, what a great idea. We thank them.
Yeah. So big mahalo to the Kauai Society of Artists. And do you have any more? I know you want to put together a workbook, you said, SJ, and do you have any other ideas?
I see this. I've already made part of it into a short play, so I'm... Ultimately, my entire book will be in play format. And what I'm doing is I'm making it into 10-minute play sections. So say a high school, for example, wants to put on a play and they want everyone to have a part. This is a way you could do it. Because the first 10-minute could have Molly, that's the protagonist, Molly the Mule, and carry it through the whole story. So I see it in theater form. And also, I just spoke with a teacher at Kilauea School. She said when she was reading the book, she kept seeing a cartoon. So yeah. I could see it being a movie. I could see it being in TV. It's very dialogue heavy. So there's a lot of dialogue, and it makes it an easy transition into play format.
Oh, cool. And what about you, Laurel? You have any other thoughts on another book?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I've already scoped out the prequel, all how the situation that the book is written about evolved. But what I would like, I would love to see this as an adventure movie. I started with visual, you know, just images of stuff, and thought, man, I'd love to have seen that when I was a kid, of somebody running through these underground tunnels in Savannah, escaping the villain.
Awesome.
So if you just tuned in, joining me here is Laurel McGraw and S.J. LaHoven. They both have books that they have recently published. Laurel McGraw's is entitled The Tale of the Savannah Coin. S.J. LaHoven's My Life as a Mule. They will be joined with four more women authors of Kauai, and that's going to be happening Friday, May 3rd. It's a book signing and just an evening to enjoy literature and creativity. That's what will be happening Friday, May 3rd at the Kauai Society of Artists Gallery. Also, beautiful art on the wall. Creativity abounds. That will be at the Kukui Grove Shopping Center from 5 to 9 p.m. Friday, May 3rd. Six Kauai women authors. Books are available online as well as they will be available at the event. Once again, Laurel McGraw, S.J. LaHoven, Carol Peacock Williams, Don Kawahara, Joe Keahi Manea, and Pam Varma will be the women authors there for the evening. And the public is invited to join in the festivities and celebrations of creativity and getting your work published. And any last notes here?
You know, I would like to extend a personal invitation to every single one of the people that Pam Varma wrote about to come. I'm just beginning to dive into those books. They are hilarious. I mean, they're really informative, but they're hilarious. And what a flavor of this island. Oh, my.
Yeah. And what about you, SJ?
Oh, just go for your dreams. Whatever that thing is you've always wanted to do, I'm here to say it's time.
Absolutely.
Do it now.
Absolutely. Well, so nice to see both of you. Thanks for making the haul out to the North Shore.
Oh, thanks, Tracy.
I'll see you on Friday, May 3rd.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
all
you,
right.
Sweetheart. Aloha.
Okay. Many thanks.
Yes. Okay. And here we go. So back to some music. Mike Young, Kauai's own Mike Young. Here's The Ocean Is My Home. Thanks so much for tuning in to Kauai Community Radio.
Blue ocean waves roll in the bay to touch a golden shore. Guess you could say blue ocean waves soothe this weary soul. Down by the sea, my life is free. Where else could I go? I'm not alone, the ocean's home, the only life I know. Ocean is my home. I often go to her when things are on my mind. She sings her songs to me, blue ocean lullabies. Those blue waves roll. Come feel the tides, you realize the ocean is my home. The ocean is my home.